Glossary. Oh.
Feeling of sadness.
Relief.
Comfort, relaxation.
Infant.
Young child, baby.
Grief.
Sorrow, sadness.
Seek.
Find, search.
Groan.
Murmur.
Fled.
Ran away.
Doth.
Does.
Moan.
Making little sound with pain.
Answer the following questions. Who is I in the poem? Who can identify with the infant's grief? Do parents sense the pain of their child? He stands for whom in the poem? Who creates the world? Does he destroy the pain too?
Reading card. Congratulations, Captain. You are blessed with a girl child, said the nurse to Mr. Arthur H. Keller. Thank you very much, sister, replied Arthur. How is the baby? How is Kate Adams? Can I see them now? Both mother and baby are fine. You can go in and see them, said the nurse. Your baby is very cute. Arthur went to the ward and saw his wife and daughter. See, dear, her nose is just like yours, said Kate. Girls generally resemble their fathers.
What name shall we give to our baby? Asked Arthur. Shall we call her Mildred Campbell? I would like to give her my mother's name, Helen Everett, said Kate. It's a nice name, Arthur agreed with his wife. He took the girl to the church. The minister asked him to tell the name. But Arthur could remember only the first part of the name Helen. So he added the second part of his wife's name Adams. She was called Helen Adams Keller.
Both Arthur and Kate loved their baby very dearly. Helen was a healthy baby. She was very active. When she was 6 months old, she could say, tee, 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 quite plainly. She walked on the day when she was a year old. She used to slip from her mother's lap and run towards flickering shadows of leaves. She enjoyed the spring with the musical song of the robin. Summer brought in many fruits and flowers. Helen was 19 months baby now.
Suddenly, one day, Helen became ill. She got a high fever. The doctor said, "This is a serious problem. She may not live." But to their surprise, the girl lived. The fever left her as suddenly as it had come. But the girl was not the same after her fever. "I think there is something wrong with our child," said Kate. Her suspicion was correct. They found that their baby can't see or hear.
Arthur and Kate looked after their child, Helen Keller, very carefully. Whatever she asks, give it to her, Arthur told his wife. She grew up. People who saw Helen said, she can't learn anything. But Kate did not agree with them. Helen is a smart girl, she said. The girl used to cling to her mother's dress and sit in her mother's lap. But when she grew further, she became a highly mischievous child. She did not allow anyone to comb her hair. Her dress was always dirty.
Her parents wanted to find a teacher for her. Luckily, they found a young teacher, Miss Annie Sullivan. Sullivan agreed to take care of Helen. She helped Helen learn words with her fingers. She brought a doll for Helen. She slowly spelled into Helen's hand the word D-O-L-L using finger play. She learned to spell nouns like doll, pin, hat, cup, and verbs like sit, stand, and walk using her fingers.
In the later years, Helen Keller became an author, politician and lecturer. She was the first deaf-blind American to get a BA degree. Anne Sullivan stayed with Helen Keller for many years. Helen became a famous speaker. She became friends with great people like Graham Bell. In the later years, Helen Keller became an author, politician, and lecturer. She was the first deaf-blind American to get a BA degree. Anne Sullivan stayed with Helen Keller for many years. Helen became a famous speaker. She became friends with great people like Graham Bell, Charlie Chaplin, and Mark Twain. She devoted most of her time to raising funds for the American Foundation for the Blind. She was awarded the Presidential Medal for Freedom.